All right, so today is Wednesday, November 5th, 2025. It is 1:30 in the afternoon, and we are going to start our SHAC meeting, our School Health Advisory Council. Individuals in attendance, we have Ms. Alex Harris from the Department of State Health Services. We have lots of parents with us today. We have Ms. Wilson, Ms. Crago, Ms. Afshar, Ms. Wilbanks, and Ms. Collins. We have students with us that include William, Riley, and JC. And then we have staff members, including Ms. Pope, oh, I miss Ms. Kirk. And then we have staff, Ms. Pope, Mr. May, myself, Nurse Casey, Ms. Batten, Ms. Beal. I think I got everybody. Okay. Yes, well, she's parent. And so you guys know these meetings are recorded and we will post the audio to the website. The minutes from the last meeting and agenda have been passed around for if anyone wanted to view those minutes. Just as a quick introduction.
Casey, real
yes, sir.
Quick.
Yes, sir.
Just so we have it on record, we have the laws concerning this committee have changed a little bit. So instead of having three meetings a year, we're required to have four. So correct me if I'm mistaken, but this serves as our second meeting for the fall portion of this year, and then we'll have two more meetings in the spring.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And with that, Texas law also requires us to have a council that is composed of mostly parents. We have to have five members that are nominated by the school board. And for those members, what we do is determine SHAC officers at this meeting, and we will recommend those officers to the school board, and that will be our official board-appointed members. The SHAC is a group of individuals, and we help advise the district on student health and learning. As mentioned, we have to now meet four times a year. And in May, an annual report is presented to the school board. We talk about things that include health education, PE and activity, any health or nutrition services, any counseling, psychological or social services, a healthy school environment, staff and health wellness, and family and community involvement. And so at this time, we can determine our SHAC officers. We will start with our administrative staff. We also have Officer Schrader with us today. Mr. May, would you like to be our administrative staff?
I will certainly do that.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I second.
Okay. Batten. So motion was made by myself and seconded by Ms. Batten to nominate Mr. May. Are there any objections? Alrighty. So he's our administrative staff. Ms. Afshar was our parent co-chair last year. I would like to nominate you if you would like to continue that this year.
Ms. Kirk.
Oh my gosh, Ms. Kirk, I'm so sorry. Ms. Afshar, and I'm sitting here staring at you.
That's okay.
And I had it written.
Yes, no. Yes, I'd be happy to continue as a parent co-chair if y'all will allow me.
Do I have a second?
A second.
Okay. So we have hold. And then as far as the parent representative, Ms. Afshar was our person last year. Do we have any nominations or motions?
I nominate Ms. Afshar.
Okay. And then do we have a second? Schrader. Let's see. Parents, staff. I also need another staff representative.
I nominate Ms. Batten.
Okay.
I'll second it.
All righty. Thank you. And there are no objections. And then the last is the SHAC staff co-chair.
I would like to nominate Nurse Casey.
Thank you, ma'am. Any second?
Awesome.
All right. And any objections? Okay. The last one is for a student representative. Would.
I'd like to nominate William.
Okay. William, do you want to do it?
Yes, sure.
Okay, because if you want to do it, just step up and say, I would love to do that. And Riley was kind of shaking her head. You know what, Riley, are you interested?
I mean, kind of. It doesn't matter to me. If William wants to do it, he can do it.
Because
hey, we can have more than one.
We can take two student representatives.
Yes, we can have two.
I'd like to do it, though.
Okay, that's great.
I think that's perfect.
All right. And I will second. All right, and so now we have our student representatives. And this is just formality to where if we have subcommittees and things of that nature, then kind of those individuals, the officers that were just determined, will kind of help head those subcommittees for future meetings. We'll go through department updates at this time. As far as from the nurse's office, we have had a generally healthy fall break. Before Halloween, there was an increase in strep and stomach illnesses. Attendance is back as it should be. Hearing, vision, and spinal screens are being completed, and the report will be submitted to the state very soon. Our eighth graders will have their CPR training in December, and in the spring will be the remaining half of the eighth grade. I split that with Ms. Weiler while she is completing her health education, and that way we're taking care of health education and CPR training at the same time. And that's the group that is not here with us today. Our HOSA members are at clinical training. And that's really it from the nurse's office. Any?
I have a question about that.
Yes, ma'am.
What about the people who didn't receive from my grade CPR training?
Yeah, none of the sophomores have, like half of us haven't.
It's one, I can go back and look in y'all's file in 8th grade or 7th grade.
Yes, ma'am.
Y'all probably did. And so, but I'll let you know. Okay. It's a good question. Any other department updates that are needed?
I'm not sure if Ms. Kirk is going to say something about this. But because I see it's further on the agenda, so I may just wait and let her talk about our discussion concerning concession stands and stuff.
Yeah, I want to make sure we address that, so that's why I made that a point.
Anything from the safety side of things, Officer Schrader? Everything?
No, we have our door audit sometime this month. It's unannounced.
Right.
But no, it's coming this month, so TEA will come out and start pulling on doors. I know the last 3 years I've been here, I don't think they've pulled on a door without either myself or someone catching them. So that's the plan this year, is try to catch them before they get to the door. I know last year we got during passing periods, they didn't like how the kids were going out with the door being on a timer. We have since corrected that. Kids walk through the corridor and then go out, and we have a teacher at the elementary side door by the boardroom, and then at the ag shop, the teachers are over there holding doors open, so they're no longer going in and out unsupervised. So we have that fixed, so when they come this year, it won't be us being there.
And yeah. Mr. Officer Schrader, just for our student, because sometimes you guys as students don't see why we do certain things. So we have this door audit every year. And last year they got on to us about those doors. You know how we have teachers standing there now?
Yes, sir.
We weren't supervising those doors, and so we got dinged on that in our check. So now we have to have teachers down there. And so you guys as students can help us by letting us know if doors are open, if there's no teacher at those doors. We need to know, because if they come and do it again, then we can get in trouble from the state of Texas for not doing what we're supposed to do, because it's a safety issue. Yes.
During power hour this morning, and I think yesterday as well, we go out to the Ag building for our power hour because our English teacher holds RTI at that period.
Right.
There was not someone holding the boardroom door.
Okay. And if y'all notice that,
yes,
would you
sir.
Come tell me? Or,
yes, sir.
Or tell Officer Schrader, either one of us can check into what happened that kept a teacher from being there, okay?
Yes, sir.
Because it is that important, and we'll take a look into that.
And I think the other part of that to kind of tag on to Mr. May is that as the student representatives, you'll also have the opportunity to share the importance of it. So when you hear your peers or others, because anytime there's a shift and change in anything within the school system, there's always the moans and the groans and the kids from a lot of the kids who don't understand, why are we now having to do this? Or why do we have to walk that way now? It used to be shorter to do this or that. As student representatives, y'all can kind of help champion for the rationale behind why certain policies are being implemented or changed, and that it really isn't, you know, because we're trying to make life more difficult for kids. There is a rationale behind it.
Yes, ma'am.
And then we do have the fire drill, and we're adding on a reverse shelter in place. So how that will work is a fire drill will be your normal, wait your 60 seconds, exit, and then once we give a little time, let the kids kind of get outside, then we'll call them back in and they'll go into their shelter in place for like a tornado or bad weather situation. And I'll be sending an email out either by the end of this week or next week to just remind the teachers to familiarize herself with their shelter in place locations.
Officer, will that be this fall or in the spring, or do we just, we don't want to?
So it will be this month. I won't.
Oh, okay. This month.
Exact
yeah,
date,
this month. No, that's
right. This month.
We're required by the state to have one between the 1st of November and going on Christmas break. So sometime.
I was thinking it was in the fall sometime, but okay.
Ms. Harris, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Sure. I'm Alex Harris. I'm the public health nurse for Leon and Madison County. We provide free immunizations to students with no insurance or on Medicaid, as well as adults no insurance, at least what's covered under the grant. Not all vaccines for adults, but children. Anything that is recommended through the CDC is 100% covered, and including no administration fee. Some still go to the doctor's offices, and they have those same funding, but they still get charged that copay. We don't even have a way to take your money. Okay, I'll say that. I can't do it if I wanted to. So we're located in Centerville. We also, something I've been telling my school nurses lately, because they did not realize it, since we also provide STD treatment and tracking and testing, we cover, we help to supply children with lice treatment. So even though it's not technically STD, we are able to use those funds to buy that treatment. And I have, with some of my other schools, been able to help provide them. Sometimes we'll go ahead and screen while we're doing an immunization, like, oh, hey, by the way, I noticed while I was with your child, they may have contracted lice. We have this, we provide it to them 100% free, because we understand that some of those families can't just drop and go buy that treatment whenever they're at, especially if they're asked, even though it's not recommended to keep them out of school. I know that it's still the easiest thing to do. And, you know, they need them to get back to school as soon as possible. So we give them treatment. I've even had administrators stop by and say, hey, I heard you do this. Can I have some? And I gave it to them. And I didn't even need to know the children's information, because I assumed if the administrator was stopping by, then we were good. And then besides that, tuberculosis tracking and treatment. Not always something that is part of a school, but sometimes our contact investigations do fall into the school. So we like to make sure y'all are aware that we are who you can call for that. Some of the other calls, like food trucks, stuff like that, they do still come to our office. It's not necessarily something I handle, but I am able to refer you to who. So if you hear health department, we're not all in one. So some of these things, like, you know, like you turn your minutes in DSHS, not me. I don't even know where they go. I have to Google it to find out. But I'm here. It is recommended for me to come so I can help if I'm able to. And I do have flyers with our clinic hours and everything if anyone needs one.
I appreciate it. We appreciate it.
Okay. If you'd like, I can go ahead and give kind of two reports. The first is from the PTO. So PTO has been busy this fall. We have been incredibly pleased. We've had an increase in membership. We are up to 17 parents actively participating at meetings, hosting events. We recently had our fall festival, seemed to have been very well attended. We have upcoming events to kind of help with teacher and staff appreciation. We've got some of those scheduled for the fall. And we're always looking to try to support any and all teachers with just the stress and the, you know, day-to-day things that kind of come up. And so we hope that we've got a great partnership with administration. And so if they hear of, you know, the need for teacher, you know, needing some sort of help, you know, we hope that they will continue to reach out to us. We do also have the online Google form for teachers to submit requests for funding if they need a particular curriculum or if they're in need of something for their classroom, for an activity, science, you know, whatever the case might be. We've been able to help fund some of the kits and things that they might need to support their academic lessons. And so on that front, we're very pleased, and we're hopeful that we'll continue to grow because we just think that's really good for the overall school environment. Having more parents, you know, come on board has been great. Second point that I wanted to share, we have recently received a CDC grant that is aimed at supporting healthier school environments, really focused on finding some healthier alternatives that can be offered to concession stands across the state. And so we actually are working with a variety of schools, and we met with Mr. May and Ms. Dill here about North Sault serving as one of our rural school districts that can support efforts in the development of what a concessions policy might look like for other rural school districts, knowing that things like refrigeration might be limited. So, you know, that can impact what's being served, but or other things, since there aren't, you know, the Bulldog Inn is no longer a part, and so that has impacted kind of how concessions are being offered. But it's valuable because we really are trying. It's not about eliminating what's being served or offered. It's about just enhancing with one or two healthier alternatives. You know, a protein stick, you know, a cheese stick, a fruit cup, you know, if it's an issue where some districts are selling, you know, like fresh little clementines or bananas or other things, and they're finding that it's selling well because a lot of families who are coming to games and activities, this may be the only time that they're getting some of those healthier alternatives. And so they are, Ms. Dill and the FCCLA group, I believe, it's going to be responsible for pilot testing a lot of this during their upcoming spring offerings at baseball and softball, and maybe a little bit with wrestling also. We're kind of hoping to maybe get that. They completed the baseline assessment along with Mr. May, who also provided input on that during the meeting. And we have a research team, two grad students at A&M from the nutrition department that are helping in the development as a part of this grant. So more to come on that, but we are excited, and we will be also visiting with cafeteria staff because we do also have the final recipes from the taste testings that were done last What was that, spring?
Yes, ma'am.
And so those are now ready. So TDA gave us the approval to go ahead and get those into school systems that are wanting to introduce them. And I think for this school in particular, the wrap and I think the Asian noodles were the two that seemed to score the highest. And so those have, the chef has gone through and those are ready for implementation whenever y'all are ready. So we can get those to y'all.
Okay.
Sounds good. Any other updates or anything from anywhere or anybody?
I was going to say is that in particular, which you and I could talk later, but we're looking at adding some devices to some of our classrooms to see if we can to try to knock down some of the germs and all that stuff that's going on, and see if we can improve that piece of it, and if it works, then we'll be looking to add a whole bunch more. But we're going to try it out in a few classrooms in the younger grades first, and see if it really does help. And if it does, then we're going to try to add to that. But funding is always an issue, and so I might get with you on some grants or something, mm-hmm. maybe.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. There is a TDA grant right now, which I know, you know, cafeteria funds, there's mm-hmm. that. But they actually have several $50,000 grants that are available right now to help with expanding salad bars in the schools for more kids and or other fresh local produce. And that grant is very simple to complete. And I believe it closes later this month, but we have been TDA. I was in a meeting with TDA 2 days ago, and they were really encouraging that we just push more school districts to apply because it's free money for them to enhance their cafeteria options, having more money to be able to either buy more equipment to offer. The salad bar here, is that available for all students or only? That's what I was thinking.
It's just staff.
Yeah. So
but they do get, on Wednesday, elementary is the only one that doesn't get salad. But Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, like junior high and high school, they get a pretty good sized 12-ounce bowl, is it? Mm-hmm. And it's got tomatoes, cucumbers, lettuce, croutons, mm-hmm. ranch. You know, and it's made up, and the elementaries get their little tall salad.
Mm-hmm.
But
so, that is one of the options that, like I said, I know that money is kind of earmarked for helping some of the districts that I have visited with. They're wanting to do more of the salad bars where kids can create their mm-hmm. own. Some are also using it to do like pasta bars where they can select their pasta and their protein and then have a choice of different sauces that they can put on, and they found that is increasing the meal those that are completing their meals or eating their meals and reducing plate waste and that options if especially I think it's the high schoolers that mm-hmm. are middle school and high school, but certainly high schoolers that are they're implementing some of those bar kind of ideas where. And yeah. So
I mean, it sounds good. I mean, only situation is junior high and high school, they get different size portions.
Correct.
So we would have to somehow divide it up. You see mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Run one side, or I don't know. We'd have to do the kinks in it.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. It's varied across the state. Some districts are being able to utilize that more easily. Others are just trying it out to see how it works. And
they love salad too.
Yeah.
We make four trays of it and they go through it every day.
I feel like I've heard that from just, you know, kind of throughout. So I just wonder if a salad bar option being available wouldn't, where they could pick, you know, and you know have a protein like an egg or other things available, especially for some that maybe have special diet needs, that mm-hmm. might be an option.
Because on Mindy's side, she does high school, so they have four entrees and one of them is a chef salad
mm-hmm.
and it's got, like you said, meat, mm-hmm. egg, carrots, all kinds of veggies in it with crackers.
But I'm happy to send that link to y'all for if y'all haven't seen it yet. I was told by TDA that they had sent it out to all of the food service and child nutrition directors across the state back at the end of October, but they are saying they haven't had many applications come in yet, so they are looking for more schools to apply for the money.
Anything from anybody else? Otherwise, we can look at determining our next meeting date. Last year, we did it about the February mark before testing and all started. Not sure. The last meeting is typically going to be in May, just as a review. Our Wednesday is still the date that's preferred, or the day of the week. It's usually the, okay. So, any preferences from admin?
My Wednesdays are pretty open in February right now.
It looks like we just have star testing it after the, like on the 11th
and 18th. It's really star benchmarks for what's going on during the time period. That's what it looks like.
So is any of those Wednesdays a better one than another?
I would say that first Wednesday,
the 4th, is that what you were looking at?
So Wednesday the 11th, the 3rd through 5th RLA benchmark. So that's a pretty large group of students testing, and usually RLA tends to go later into the day. Whereas that one on 18th, 5th and 8th grade science and U.S. history, those are typically done a little bit earlier in the day, but there's also health science clinical that day as well as
poultry judging.
So
what about the 25th?
And or it could even push into the first part of March if we absolutely had to, since we'll look at a date in May.
25th looks pretty good.
Yeah, the 25th is quite open school wise. So February 25th worked for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And time wise, does 1:30 work?
Will that continue to support having the youth voice here?
1:30 good for you guys?
No. This time we can pretty much just make up the work at TT classes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So 1:30 is. So February 25th, 2026, at 1:30 will be the next track meeting.
I will say before we adjourn, I do know that there will probably be some subcommittees working throughout between now and then, because there's just some questions and some work that will need to kind of be done. So Nurse Casey and I will visit about that and determine how we want to set maybe some subcommittees.
All right. If anyone ever needs anything in the meantime, just let one of us know.
Was there anything about the concession?
Well, that's one subcommittee that I do know we're going to want to work on. We started with Mr. May and Ms. Dill, but I think we had talked about maybe having Ms. Veal and one or two students and Nurse Casey and I to work on that, since that's going to be a big part of, especially once the research team gets back there, results from the data that was collected, and we'll be able to kind of get that sprung and going here soon.
I do have one question. If a student has a subcommittee that they want to talk about or do, is that possible?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll just bring it up, and then it's something that
sounds great.
We can interact with. Yes, ma'am. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
Okay. Second. I'll second.
Riley, on that note, if you guys have suggestions like that, you can email me, you can email Mr. Compton, you can email Ms. Pope, and then we can get it to the right person